Hello and welcome to All Things Travel. Why do we travel? What are motivations for finally taking that trip? We'll discuss that today, and the answers may surprise you. Listen in with travel advisors and destination experts Ryan and Julie. I'm your travel professor, teaching you everything you need to know about having a magical vacation. And she is a Disney-loving Maryland mom of three and a specialist in family travel. Whether we're discussing incredible destinations, top vacation tips, or sharing personal stories, it's always All Things Travel. So, Julie, when travel resumed after COVID, a lot of the motivation that people had was making up for lost time, right?
Yes, it was that revenge travel period. Everyone thought, well, I couldn't go then, so I'm going to go now.
And we both experienced that, right? You talked about having to kind of punt a cruise forward over time. My travel in 2021 was insane because I was making up for 2020 travel that didn't happen. I felt like the entire summer I was gone.
I remember that. That was your Italy trip and a couple other things.
Italy trip. You and I were in Cancun. I was in Chicago.
That's right.
We went to Colorado. It was a little too much, to be honest with you. But it all had to do with part of that catch up, making up for lost time there. But what was interesting was I came across some research that talked about some of those motivations are changing. And there's some really interesting data to share today. So first and foremost, in 2022, there was a research company that talked to clients about why they travel, and 72% said they had this long-awaited experiences from their bucket list as their top reason for wanting to travel. But in 2023, just this last year, that dropped by half to 36%. So people are really trying to find different reasons to travel, and we're going to talk about some interesting reasons for that today.
That's a surprising number. I wouldn't have expected it to drop like that. I kind of would have expected it to continue.
Yeah, I think people have already made up for that lost time, but now their idea of traveling has changed. As we discuss this topic today, it'd be interesting to think about, listeners, what are the impacts that make you want to travel for that next vacation?
If you missed last week's episode, make sure you go back so you can learn what to do when you experience some of the common travel emergencies. We went over what your game plan should be when you have a flight delay, a flight cancellation, something goes wrong while you're traveling, or something goes wrong before you travel. Make sure you go back and listen to that episode from last week.
Julie, I know you are an expert when it comes to multi-generational trips, right? You've got grandparents, you've got the kids, the adult kids and their family. You've got uncles and aunts and grandkids and everybody, you know, in these big, often Disney, but not just Disney trips that you plan.
Yeah, this is really becoming a niche for me, this multi-generational travel. And sometimes I talk to clients and when we first start planning, they'll say, well, I don't really know how this is going to go. You know, it's my family. And then I mentioned it to my mom and now she wants to go. And then I mentioned it to my brother and then my sister-in-law heard and then this other person. And they're like, so I don't know. And I was like, I got this. This is what I do. A lot of people, multi-generational travel is a really big thing right now. A lot of people travel with more than just their family.
Last year, the Family Travel Association talked to grandparents specifically about their motivations for taking multi-generational families. 76%, the top reason was it's a great way to bond as a family, followed by enjoying spending extended time specifically with their grandchildren. They don't care about their kids anymore. But 63% said they wanted to spend that extended time with grandchildren. And 82% said that travel brings their family closer. So family bonds, closer family ties, specifically with grandkids, multi-generational family trips sound amazing just for these reasons.
Well, and if you think about it, I can see how this has been a shift from, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, because our kids these days, I know that you feel this, are so busy with school activities,
absolutely,
sports, all sorts of commitments like that. And you don't really have that village raising your children together like you used to have, where grandma lived up the street and your aunt lived down the street. It's not like that. So you don't have those Sunday dinners like you had every week. People are really busy these days. We know everyone is busy, but that's what makes these trips where everyone gets to enjoy time together uninterrupted really special.
I love that. So we have some reasons today of why people travel. A lot of this is skewed towards families, but there's some really interesting motivations that you can think about for your group, whether it's your family, whether it's a couple, whether it's your friend group. It really does play out here. What's the first reason, Julie?
Celebrating travel itself or celebrating a milestone trip. Right now, I'm planning a couple trips that are celebrating birthdays and graduations together.
Yep.
We've talked to other agents before who have planned trips for like the grandparents' anniversaries and everyone has gone along. Big things like that.
I also am planning a lot of trips where the grandparents will specifically take a grandchild on a trip. When they get a certain age or to a certain destination, like now it's your turn to go to Disney, or because you are 10, I am taking you to this place that you want to go. And that's a really neat way to frame a trip.
Yes, I have a client that does that too. We just planned for two of her grandkids, and then she texted me and said, well, the next one's coming up next year. I think that they do it when they turn 16.
The second main motivator, and this kind of goes along with what we talked about with for multi-generational travel, is time with loved ones. So a top motivator found by Deloitte, and if you don't know, Deloitte is an accounting research firm, but they do a lot of surveys across the country. And they found that 58% of folks say that time with loved ones is the number one reason why they want to plan these types of trips.
And I think that goes back to kind of what I mentioned earlier was we're so busy, right? Like we're working almost nonstop. I know for my family personally, we basically tag team in and out all day of who's with the kids, who's working, who's doing household chores. So when you can get that time away, it's really important. It's really special.
Yeah.
Another type of trip that's becoming popular is a subset of the family traveling together. So maybe not mom, dad, and all their kids are going, but maybe mom, a couple kids, and grandma are going, or the guys are going. And I think that really comes into play when people have a specific interest and they're like, if you don't want to go see it, I'm still going to go do it.
And I think it goes back to that wanting to spend intentional time focusing on being together, where you're right. Maybe the family splits up and a subset goes on this vacation and another subset goes on that vacation. I think that's really neat. The next one is an increase in kind of those traveling for a reason. So this could be an educational trip, an adventure trip, maybe conscious traveling experience where you are going specifically to learn a skill or to learn about a specific thing. I'm thinking of things like African safari or a backpacking trip, maybe a kayaking trip where you're learning a specific skill or you are going to learn about a particular part of the world.
To me, this is a result of the pandemic, right? Everyone kind of went through that existentialism of, okay, what's important in my life?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And being much more conscious of where we spend our time and who we spend our time with. So doing these trips that are really intentional, interested in, have become really popular. Another type of travel that we have seen a lot of our travel partners begin to offer is a smaller group trip that's very, very personalized. And a lot of times we will work with a travel partner and they will offer a group trip, right? But now we're starting to see, well, here's the group trip, but you can also take that and personalize it to your specific group and do really just what your group wants to do, and only your group is on that trip. And that's really cool, too. That's a really great way to see a new destination.
So, Julie, as we wrap up here, I've been thinking about these motivations. For me, I think what speaks to me most, and part of this is having a daughter that's going away to college next year, right? and having a son that will be at home by himself now, but still in high school, I see as a dad having those individual times with each of my kids.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the motivation that I see playing out of here. My daughter and my son have similar interests, but they have dissimilar interests. And so now it's finding time to really connect with each of them individually, or the three of us looking at it, both of those. I'm wondering which motivation speaks the most to you.
I think that family bonding time, and I think that just goes back to what I said. We're so busy, right? And everyone is so busy. So it's just so important. I am very much a vacation-focused person, which is kind of how I ended up being a travel advisor.
It's an occupational hazard. Yes, yes.
It is, because I am just always thinking about when can we get that time away? Because to me, that time away is so important to connect and tune out everything else. That really speaks to me. I always have to have a trip planned because I always need to know when I can look forward to when we can all unplug again together. You want to plan a trip to an amazing destination but don't know how to get started? As your travel advisors, we will work with you to create a customized itinerary for your vacation and take the stress of planning away so you can focus on the fun and creating memories. You can reach out to us at julie@creatingmagicvacations.com.
Or ryan@creatingmagicvacations.com. We look forward to talking to you next week on All Things Travel when we discuss best ideas for your day off from the parks at Disney.